You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Clonmel, the 7-race National Hunt Card to look forward to there, including the Grade 2 Clonmel Oil Chase and a Grade 3 Mares Chase as well. Some nice horses on show today. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, Mark, thank you.
Good man. Looking forward to Clonmel?
I am, yes. Some of the big guns are coming out now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Then we're going to learn quite a bit in the next few days over the weekend, and starts really today with a couple of graded races, 2 and 3 respectively, with Roger Richards against Felice Younger and, of course, Vroom Vroom Mag, hoping to put maybe the finishing touches on her Hennessy Gold Cup preparations. But all in all, a really good watching card.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 12.55. We start here with a 2.5 mile maiden hurdle, and the market this morning headed by Jetstream Jack, who's 8-13 at the top of the betting. 5-2 for Arkrish. Sizing Alberta is 5-1, 14-1 for Goit Alone, 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. Only three of these in single figure prices, Andy. Do you see it between probably those three?
Yeah, just the two, really. The front two in the market should dominate. Interesting, there's good money for Jetstream Jack on his second start over hurdles. I thought he performed reasonably well at Galway on his opening bow. Not enough to make me want to be backing him at 8-13, though. I do think that's a desperately short price. He stayed on very strongly in the latter stages, or nicely, let's say, after the front two just skipped away from him. Archive and Disco, who have both run reasonably well subsequently. Disco, of course, has won since, and Archive ran in a graded race over the weekend at Nice. So the form's okay, the time of the race is just okay. It just doesn't excite me at that price, and I do think Arkwright could give him plenty to think about here, even though the market's screaming at the other horse. I think 11-4, 5-2 for Willie Mullins' charge is not a bad shout, because I think he's got just as good, if not better, bumper form than the favourite, and it's just whether he's fit enough to do himself justice first time out. He ran well on debut at Fairy House, and then his best run come behind Coneygrate and Avon on his second start when he tried to make all that day, but he was gunned down by the Elliott runner late on. Back in third was Tuzo from the Paul Nolan stable, who's won already this season, and then he got turned over at Punchestown, but again that was in a very good race won by the Davy Pipe Train Champers and Ice, and albeit he got beat quite away in the end, he still performed reasonably well in the circumstances. So with this horse's career always going to be over hurdle straight fence, because he's a right proper big chasing type, I'll take him at the prices to beat Jetstream Jack.
All right, on to the second race next, and the 125. And this one is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-109. Indian Rupee heads the market at 3-1. Money, though, for Caleb Brandy, who's 92-100-30. Also a nibble on Oscar Sam, who's 7-11-2. 92 for Ryback Jack, 10-1 for Max Legend, and 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. So interesting, Caleb Brandy and Oscar Sam this morning, Andy, in the betting. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, I'll go with the money for Carla Brandy here. It's a mare that I've always liked. And even though she hasn't had a run this season, I still expect her to run up to a reasonable level, which should enable her to finish at least in the frame, hence the each-way recommendation. She's got form around this track as well, which she proved when she won back in May, beating a decent field of mares that day, including Chris Kindle, the second, has won since. She got beat at Limerick on her next start, but a combination of quicker ground and a tactically run race and a not particularly fluent round of jumping ended up being her downfall behind Ibsen. I think if she can jump better today, she'll be much more competitive. And even though she's up against the likes of Indian Rupee, who come in good form, that was a good run by this horse last time at Punchestown, and Oscar Sammers on the comeback trail for being pulled up last time we saw him at Tipperary, I'd still expect at the very least Carla Brandy to be in the mix. So Carla Brandy, the each-way choice there in the second.
Each way choice for Andy then. In the 125, the 155 is race 3 on the card. This one is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles. The market headed this morning by joint favourites, 92 joint favourites, with Prince of Scars and Master Appeal disputing favouritism. 6-1 for New Kid in Town. After Aspen is 6-1. 10-8 for Thunder and Roses. 9-1 for Corporate Box. 10-1 for Captain of the Fleet and Best Value. And 11-1 on bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in there then, Andy?
Yeah, this one's a real tricky one, hence the 4-1 stroke 9-2 the field feel about it. Master Appeal's a horse I really like. I've tipped him up a few times and he still remains in good form. It wouldn't surprise me if John Keeley's 6-yard ran well yet again, although the ground ideally could have been a little bit quicker for him. Interesting, there's a bit of money for Thunder and Roses this morning. You would have thought that Connections would have just used this race maybe as a stepping stone to further riches down the line. Over fences, of course, last year's Irish Grand National winner. So it'd be nice to see how he gets on his his seasonal reappearance. But I'm going to go with the horse who's in really good form at the moment. And he seems to have been slightly overlooked in the betting, 11-1, stroke 12-1, generally speaking, this morning. That's John Ryan's 8-year-old, Kyle Crew, who has got some course form in the past. And although his best form or winning form is all over 2.5, he has proven in recent times that he does get 3 miles really well. In fact, he ran in the Cork Grand National down at the aforementioned track last time out when he was third behind Tulsa Jack. He looked like winning turning in, but I wouldn't say his petrol gauge flashed an empty because I just think he was outstayed by two horses that probably want 3.5 stroke 4 miles in time. So there was nothing wrong with that run. And he does usually bowl along in front and set a good pace, so he's going to be out of trouble here. And sometimes front-running tactics can be well adopted at this course. So providing Andrew Lynch gets the fractions right at the head of affairs, I do think Kyle Crew is certainly capable anyway of outrunning his odds.
Kyle Crew then, Frandy. In the 155, the 225 is the big race of the afternoon. It's the Clonmel Oil Chase, a grade 2 over 2.5 miles. Road to Riches, third in last year's Gold Cup. 5-6 at the head of the market to make a winning reappearance. Felix Younger also ended last season in good form. 4 wins on the bounce before going away for the summer. 9-4 second favourite, 6-1 for Maloney. Bright New Dawn is 12-1 and 16s for First Lieutenant. Who do you fancy in the big race this afternoon?
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with Road to Riches. He hasn't really looked back, has he, this horse, ever since he won the Galway Pate in 2014, and he's steadily improved all the way through the ranks to certainly stamp himself as one of the best grade 1 horses over 3 miles around. There was a slight doubt in his early part of his career whether 2.5 miles was actually too far for him, but in contrast to that now, you almost suggest that it's a minimum for him because you know, he's proving himself over 3.25 miles on more than one occasion, of course third in the Gold Cup behind Coney Gray. And then he rounded off his season by chasing home two very smart animals in the shape of Don Cossack and Jackadam at the Punchestown Festival. You can usually rely on this horse as well first time up, hence I think he's a slightly more reliable proposition than Felix Younger, because on his last three first time out visits to the racetrack, he's managed to win. Of course, last year he won at Down Royal, and the year before, of course, he won at Nace. So with Noel Mead kind of like often usually good at this time of year as well, and in generally speaking his horses are as well at the moment, I think this is probably going to be his race to lose rather than you know, we're looking elsewhere for the value. Maloney's a useful horse. I do like this individual trained by Timothy Dull, but all his best form's over 2 miles, and in a likely reasonably run race here, I don't think he's going to get 2.5, so I could probably cast him aside on this occasion along with Felix Younger. So Road to Riches is the choice in the big race of the day.
Road to Riches, Franny, then in the Clonmel Oil Chase. Moving on to the 255, next race 5 on the card, and this is the T.A. Morris Memorial Mares Chase. It's a grade 3 over 2.5 miles, and it's the reappearance of Vroom Vroom Mag, who's 2-11 at the top of the market. 10-1 for Perfect Promise and Miss Dynamic, and 11-1 for MCON. You've mentioned already, Andy, Vroom Vroom Mag, she's got an entry for the Hennessy. It looks like they're aiming her at that race this year. And do you think she'll maintain her unbeaten record and get off the market the first time of asking this season?
Yeah, she's been really well placed by Willie Mullins. Often when he has good mares over hurdles or over fences, he just tends to stick to his own sex with them. And that was very much the case with this 6-year-old mare. She just ran against the females last year and she was truly dominant in every department. She won 5 races off the reel. But it's about time that this horse kind of like left that grade and showed perhaps what she can do against the boys, just like Annie Power has done on quite a few occasions. The main target, or one of the early targets this season, might well be the Hennessy. She's entered in that. She's quite short in the betting. So Connections obviously going to have a little bit of a sort of like sit down at the table after this performance, perhaps this afternoon. But I think from a betting perspective, we've obviously got to look without the favourite here to make any kind of money, because we're expecting the Mullins horse to win. And considering that she's the outside of the three here, Perfect Promise, I think she's maybe worth a few quid to chase home the favourite, because I definitely think she's got the best form over Fenchard. Encom won a fairly weakish race here the last day, and prior to that, certainly didn't look up to the same kind of quality of Perfect Promise. And Miss Dynamic, well, I do think she wants fast ground, and she never went a yard the other day at Thurlows. I just think she's feeling the effects of so many hard races over the summer, where she's been running, been very industrious. So just think the telltale signs were there. She was swishing her tail, and she didn't really fancy it the last day. So Perfect Promise, despite that fall the last time, if you go back to that run at Galway when she beat Chantou Flora and Arano, two horses that have been plying their trade in much better company. Obviously, Chantou Flora won at Cheltenham, and Arano was second in the Kerry National. So let's go with the Mangan runner to finish second to the Jolly.
Perfect Promise to finish second to Vroom Vroom Mag then in the 2.55. The 3.25 is the penultimate race at Clonmel this afternoon. This one is a handicap chase over 2.25 miles. The market headed by Hole in the Wall Bar, who's 4-1. 11-2 for Dino. Never Complain 6-1. 13-2 for Don Vincenzo. As it so happens, is 7-1 from 9-1 this morning. 7-1 for Badger Fort, and 9s are bigger for the others. Quite an open event, this one. Andy, who do you like in there?
Yeah, a lot depends, of course, on whether Hole in the Wall Bar, easy for me to say, can translate that form over hurdles at Limerick the other day too. Fences, of course, it's a discipline that he's never managed to win in. He's only finished place twice in 9 runs, but he's obviously in great form, and he's certainly well handicapped on the pick of his best form, so he's got to be respected. But I do quite like Dino from an each-way perspective here. Very consistent horse, hardly ever runs badly, and does like it here at Clonmel, as he proved on his latest victory here at the track back in April. He's run really well subsequently twice, particularly on his opening return to action at Cork the other day behind the informed Perfect Woman and Notification. That was over hurdles. This is back to his proper discipline over fences. And it comes from a stable that had a nice winner down in Punchestown the other day in the shape of Father Humphrey, who, of course, runs in these same colours. He's not an easy horse to win with, Dino, so I'd only recommend him each way, but he often finishes in the frame, so that should be safe. I'd certainly respect their money for, as it so happens as well, a horse that I really love. He's a proper national hunt type, a real strapping chaser if ever you saw one, and he's a very consistent horse. How he never got his head in front last year is one of the mysteries of last season's jump spurt campaign, because he ran really well on 4 occasions over fences, and he could be quite well handicapped here on his first start of the season, and the money suggests that he might well be fit enough to do himself justice, so he's one to keep an eye on. But I'm going to have to stick with the locally trained course specialist, Dino.
Dino, the selection for Andy then. In that race, the 7th race on the card is the 3.55. We finish here with a hurdle over 2.5 miles. Noblin is the 6-5 market leader. 4-1 for Gladiator King, 5-1 for Home Farm, 8 for Hostile Fire, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. We'll start here with the market leader, Andy Noblin. We haven't seen him over jumps for 558 days, although he has returned from a long absence in pretty decent form on the flat. So can he translate that back to hurdles here?
Well, that's the key, isn't it, really? This is quite a complex little race. The one thing we can say is with the dead 8 runners, hopefully they all go to post. We have got at least some each-way betting opportunities. I certainly think Noblin is the most interesting runner here, because he has run really well on the flat recently, so returning to hurdles shouldn't necessarily be an inconvenience. He won at the Curra 2 starts ago. I think that was the Lady Amateur Riders race that he managed to claim on that occasion. And he was sent off a very short price, favoured off the back of that, to win at Nace over 1.5 miles. But he bumped into 2 useful horses. The Jim Bolger trained Robertstown, of course, my old favourite, Mick Nicholson, was second. And he only just went down in a bit of a wild finish. He's been well back this morning. Fitness obviously says not an issue. And he's got some really good back class over hurdles. But there is some interesting, like I say, horses in behind that, most notably Home Farm, who makes his herding, I'll say debut, but reappearance. He hasn't been over hurdles for quite a while, but he does go really well fresh. He won first time out last year, and with the De Bromhead camp in good form, he makes some kind of each-way appeal. And also I think Torsif can outrun his odds as well. Similarly to the favourite Noblin, he's been running quite well on the flat of late, and he does like it here at Clonmel. Since he's been running in the cheek pieces, his form figures read 3-1-4. So Colin Blow's charge shouldn't also be underestimated at a big price. So the way I probably play this race here is suggest that the informed flat horses might dominate, with Noblin just getting the vote slightly over Torsif.
Nobling getting the vote in the lucky last then. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, as usual, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Hopefully Arkwright will run well in the first. Carla Brandy is the each-way choice in the 125. At a bigger price, I'd hope that Carl Crowe could certainly outstrip his odds in the 155. Rota Riches looks like the strongest bet on the card in the Clonmel or Chase. Vroom Vroom Mag should win in a canter in the 255. But if you're betting without the favourite, then look no further than the outside of the three, Perfect Promise. In the 325, trappy old race here, but I'll go with the track specialist Dino from an each-way perspective. And in the final race, Nobeline has been in good form on the flat, and hopefully he should return to winning ways over hurdles. But do keep an eye on Torsef at a price. He's around about 16 to 1 this morning, and certainly think he's good enough to finish in the frame, given his well-being at the moment.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy Clonmel this afternoon.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.